This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Both sides are talking about the dangers of the nation defaulting on its debt. But things are looking up, says the AP's Washington correspondent, Sagar Magani.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have named top emissaries to negotiate a deal to avoid a national debt default. It's an encouraging new phase of the debt limit talks. The president says he, McCarthy, and other top congressional leaders had a productive Oval Office session.
We'll speak regularly over the next several days, and the staff's going to continue meeting daily.
McCarthy says the key is who is talking.
The president changed the scope of who's all negotiating.
The naming of top allies to hammer out the details signals the talks are now largely confined to what both sides will accept in order to raise the borrowing limit. McCarthy says the two sides are far apart for now, but thinks a deal can be struck by the weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia is seeking to arrest two men who criticized the war in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A Moscow court has ordered the arrests of prominent filmmaker Alexander Rodnyansky and theater director Ivan Vyrypayev for spreading false information about the Russian army. According to the court's press service, the two men who are outside Russia will be placed in custody once Russian authorities manage to detain them or get them extradited. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dangerous heavy rains this morning in a drought-stricken region of northern Italy killed at least six people and forced thousands to evacuate. Officials are warning Italy needs a national plan to combat flooding fueled by climate change. It's becoming the law in North Carolina, legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. The General Assembly overrode the governor's veto. This is AP News. Now to Elizabeth Holmes, the AP's Julie Walker.
Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes loses her bid to avoid prison and gets hit with a $452 million restitution bill. 39-year-old Elizabeth Holmes had been sentenced to 11 years in prison after her conviction in a blood testing hoax. An appeals court Tuesday rejected her bid to remain free while she tries to overturn it. In another ruling, she and a previous partner who was also convicted were ordered to compensate the victims of their crimes. Holmes was 19 when she founded her company and raised nearly $1 billion from investors, including Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison and media mogul Rupert Murdoch, who all lost their money after flaws in Theranos' technology came to light. When Holmes reports to prison, she will leave behind a one-year-old and a three-month-old. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.